Message number 871. A soul cannot be made whole again until it recognizes the greatness of God. Friday, August 9, 2013. My dearly beloved daughter, people do not understand fully what it means to be in union with my heart. I, Jesus Christ, came to free humanity from its slavery to sin. Sin was created when Lucifer believed that he was greater than God. Because of his wicked jealousy, he tempted man, God's first children Adam and Eve, to turn away from him. My death gave all of God's children the gift of salvation. Many people in the world of all creeds, including those who do not believe in God or those who deny God and place false idols before him, are all offered the gift of salvation. Not all will accept this gift. I come to each of you as a savior. I will come before each of you to prove to you the truth before the final day. I will come to offer the gift of eternal life even to those who have sinned gravely in the eyes of God. The glory of God is your way forward, and in order to receive this gift, all you have to do is to accept my mercy. God is almighty powerful and is perfect in every way. He is much loved by all of the angels and saints in heaven. He is much loved by many souls who are alive in the world today. All will witness his great glory in the new heaven and the new earth. God does not need man. It is only because of his love for man that he sends me his beloved Son once again to bring them the eternal life which he has promised. This is why he is patient. This is why he turns a blind eye to sin in hope that his children will turn to him and accept his love. Love is powerful when it is pure and comes from God. When the soul is pure, it will easily be drawn into the love of God. Souls who need to be cleansed will accept the love of God if they accept the suffering which is needed to make them whole again. A soul cannot be made whole again until it recognizes the greatness of God and bows before him in humble servitude. The day when all of you will be shown the way to salvation is close. Every single sinner will be given the chance to reach out to God. Those who do will be lavished with my mercy. Your Jesus.